Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA-accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity, while others maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or financial advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and or legal advisor regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure a profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state.
For many, 65 was a magic number for retirement. Today, that's not even for retirement age. On today's show, we'll highlight why it's hard to retire at 65 and offer some helpful tips on how to retire on your own terms.
Affinity Advisory Network presents.
I'm getting that what I call mailbox money. I wake up and that mailbox money is there, and it's something I can count on, and I know it's going to be there for the rest of my life.
An extraordinary, visionary, cultivating, inspiring ideas.
And they put their money in and they want that money really to work for them. And we understand that. But also, you can't predict the market, right? So just because it did it last year doesn't mean it's going to do it next year.
And now,
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
Welcome in, everybody. Retirement Readiness Radio is the program, and Robert Hall is here. He's president and founder of Affinity Advisory Network, with more than 20 years helping folks get to and through retirement and so much more. But Robert, hi, how are you?
Morning, Steve. How you doing?
Very, very well, thanks. I like this. We're kind of getting into, the magic number. And you know, growing up, I mean, 65, that was always the thing, you know.
It was.
Not that I thought about it much as a kid, but I know that was the number that was always out there, right? 65.
It was. Everybody retired at 65, and like they call it the magic number, but today you and I both know it's not the case. So I think we have a great show for the listeners today.
Yeah, absolutely. A Gallup poll found that 25% said that they would retire by 65. However, 39% say they'll retire after the so-called magic number. So reasons why people wouldn't retire at 65, obviously, top of the list, haven't got enough money.
Yeah. I mean, you can't retire if you don't have the money, Steve, right?
Right.
You got to keep working. But I would say that's the number one downfall, why people work longer. You know, many people think in their head that if they contribute to an IRA or 401k, that's going to put them right through retirement. But, you know, despite people's best intentions, sometimes life just gets in the way. And, you know, when you're funding your 401k, you think that, you know, that's going to last the rest of your life. But a lot of times there's no guarantee that's going to last the rest of your life. And there's not a guarantee that it's even going to be enough money.
Right. Exactly. And so what are some other reasons as to why people might not, might not be able to retire when they want to? This one's scary. They haven't saved anything.
It's downright scary.
Do you ever run into that, Robert?
I mean, we don't really see that at our office because obviously people who are, you know, coming to do retirement planning typically have substantial assets. For the most part. But I mean, if you were to look back, there was a Go Banking Rates Retirement Savings Survey that found that 30% of Americans have saved nothing, Steve, zero. And 55% have less than $10,000. Can you believe that?
Yeah, well, I can. It's just a little shocking. But how do we fix that? Or is that a fixable thing? I mean, if someone's sitting there and they're near 50 years old and they don't have anything saved, what can they do?
You know, I have a very simple strategy.
Yeah, go ahead.
A simple strategy for that. I tell clients, think it, say it, do it, right? So, you know, think about saving the money, say you're going to save the money and actually do it. You know, some of my wealthiest clients didn't make the most money. You've heard me talk about that on the show before.
Oh, of course.
It was really their discipline and that they continued to save paycheck after paycheck after paycheck. And they ended up, you know, millionaires.
Right. I like that. 877-841-1963. That's the number, folks, if you want to get a head start. This is a big one, too, where I think people, when they put together a retirement plan in their mind, they don't think about taxes. And you have to think about taxes.
Unfortunately, we have to think about taxes, right?
Yes, of course.
You know, when it comes to IRA money, obviously it's growing tax deferred. And a lot of times people don't think, hey, when I take money out, I'm going to have to take out more than what I thought because I got to pay the taxes, right?
Right.
And most people think that, hey, when I retire, I'm going to be in a lower tax bracket. But Steve, I'll tell you, that's just not the case. I mean, there's a lot of people that were successful when they were younger and they made a lot of money and they saved a lot of money and they're still living on a lot of money. So they're still in a high bracket. And, you know, there's an interesting fact that people don't realize. If you were to go back and look at the tax rates, well, at least the effective tax rates for someone, a married couple making $100,000 a year, do you know that today is probably one of the lowest points they'll see in some period of time? Because the effective tax rates for someone making $100,000 a year that's married is really the same place it was in 1940. So when it's that low, and it doesn't feel low to us, right?
Wow, no, it doesn't. That's a great statistic.
I talk to clients all the time and, you know, I say, hey, do taxes feel low, medium, or high? And it's almost always they feel high, but that's actually the opposite. We're the lowest. So moving forward, we need to really be thinking about those taxes and how much money we're going to need when we start taking that income from our IRAs.
But you've got great strategies that you could help us put in place to mitigate taxes, pay what we owe, but not any more than what we owe.
Absolutely. And we actually have tax preparers on staff and we have CPAs as well. So with most of our clients, when we're doing income planning, there's actually a tax projection that's created for that particular family in their individual situation.
Sure. And I like this. 65 is no longer considered the full retirement age. Well, not just considered, it's not the full retirement age.
It is not the full retirement age. That's correct. I mean, as we live longer, our retirements are becoming longer, which means people collect Social Security longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Social Security is adjusting the so-called full retirement age so that anyone born after 1937, they have to wait until age 65 to collect their full retirement. And if they were born in 1960 or later, that's now pushed up to 67, Steve. So the magic number for people over 1960 is 67 for full retirement.
All right, 67. And so that's the new 65, right? Essentially.
It is.
Well, and again, you don't want to leave money on the table. And even though you can start Social Security at 62, I mean, we've had this discussion many times. There are reasons to take it at 62 and there are reasons to not take it at 62.
That's right. But the bottom line is this. If you start collecting your Social Security at 62, you're going to get a smaller check each month. That's just what it is.
I don't like
if
that
you wait
idea.
Some people work, some it doesn't, you know, most people want more money. So if you want more money, you just got to wait until either your full retirement age or you got to wait and defer until age 70. Because if you defer, you get higher checks compared to anything else. It's going to grow by 8% per year, depending on your birth, on the year that you're born. And keep in mind that 8% is on the payment, not the overall. So technically, you're actually going to get more than 8%.
Okay. 877-841-1963. We don't want to leave money on the table. And so if you've been putting money into a 401k and for whatever reason, you changed jobs and you cashed it out, that's not a great way to go.
It's an expensive lesson, Steve.
Oh, boy, it sure is.
You know, your retirement will take a big hit if you take money out before 59 and a half, you know, because there's a couple things that are going to happen. Number one, you're going to pay an early withdrawal penalty of 10%. Plus, you're going to pay 100% of the taxes due on that money because it's been tax deferred the whole time it's grown. So, you know, think twice about cashing out your 401k or IRA, especially before 59 and a half.
Sure. I mean, I think the younger people probably fall victim to that more than folks getting close to retirement, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd agree with that because, you know, I feel like we're in a microwave society right now and people want things now instead of waiting and saving and getting it later like the older generations did. So, yeah, I'd say I see when people are cashing out of their 401k or IRAs is typically the younger generations.
Microwave society. I like that, Robert.
We want it now.
Exactly. No, you're right. Here's the thing as well, if you have not saved a lot and you think, well, I'm just going to rely on Social Security, you can do that, but you probably don't want to.
You probably don't want to because you're going to have a lower standard of living in most cases. I mean, Social Security was originally designed only to replace about 40% of your pre-retirement income. And most people don't understand that. They think that, hey, when I retire, I'm getting Social Security, that's going to take me through my golden years. But really, it was only designed for 40%. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you delay your benefits till age 70, it still shouldn't make up 100% of your retirement income.
Right. And I mean, again, it doesn't matter how much you get in Social Security. It's very important to have to have something to fill the gap. And that's by that, I mean, you know, whatever you've saved for retirement.
Right. And, you know, one of the biggest things can help with that are products that guarantee lifetime income, Steve. And if you have a client that has lifetime income, what I call mailbox money, it's much easier for you to go, okay, I want to spend that extra money now, because guess what? I got another check coming in next month and the month after that and the month after that and the month after that. So I think with good retirement planning, Social Security is absolutely a part of it. But you also got to have those lifetime income streams outside of that.
Absolutely. Let's talk about getting rid of debt and how important that is as we round the corner into retirement. And just from a statistic standpoint, are you seeing older people having more debt these days?
You are. And, you know, I always tell everybody that, you know, compound interest is great. Depends on which side of the table you're on.
Oh, my
gosh.
Right? That's so true.
What I mean by that is, you know, obviously if you're making interest and it's compounding and you're making more money, you're getting richer. That's a great thing. But debt works the same way. So if you have debt and you hold off that debt and you pay for it over a longer period of time, that interest also compounds and makes you poorer, right? So
Yes. Whenever
you think about it, you know, compound interest is great, but you got to be on the right side of the fence there. You know what I mean?
And when we say your children still need you, or perhaps your children are still taking advantage of you.
That's a good one, Steve. Yeah. I mean, we've seen kids, you know, adult 30s, 40s, still, you know, having mom and dad help them, even in the 50s. So, you know, some people you find that they're postponing their retirement because of their children, no matter what age, but especially if you have kids late in life. I mean, you know, those kids could just be finishing college by the time you're turning 65 and getting ready for your retirement. So you might have big expenses still during that time frame, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't go back and change that, obviously, but, you know, if you wait longer to have kids, just, you know that planning for college and those types of expenses is probably going to be there around retirement time.
Sequence of returns risk. And boy, you know, there are ways to avoid that, but tell me what that is and what can we do to miss that?
Yeah, sequence of return risk. And, you know, I always tell people the scariest part for that is either, you know, the prior few years to your retiring or right after you retire, because, mm-hmm. you know, it basically is that when you lost money at the wrong time, right? So to keep it very simple, but let's say that you had an idea to withdraw $40,000 a year for the rest of your life and you had $1 million, right? That's kind of the 4% rule. If you were to do that, but let's say that the market drops 50% when you did that, you basically have taken out twice as much money because you've taken your withdrawal plus a 50% loss. And now you're going to need basically 100% to get back to where you were. How many times do you see people get 100% in the market, Steve?
Never.
Yeah. So, I mean, sequence of return risk, obviously, the place where you don't want it to happen, obviously, is pre-retirement or right post-retirement. And the way you can get around some of that is, you know, you look at part of your portfolio to be in safe products, things that are guaranteed, typically insurance-related products that can provide, you know, growth upside potential without downside risk or create lifetime income to help supplement there.
All right. Well, again, we have successfully run up against the clock, Robert. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call and come on in.
So, folks, if you just listened in on segment one of our show, we just gave you several tips to be able to retire more on your terms. So these are very easy things to do, things that can be implemented that maybe you just didn't think about. And so if you want to retire on your own terms, come in, take advantage of one of our no-cost, no-obligation consultations. Meet with one of our agents or advisors or our tax preparers or the attorneys that we work with and get your retirement questions answered.
That sounds fantastic, Robert. It's a phone call away, too, 877-841-1963. It's a great opportunity for you to review your individual circumstances. And as Robert pointed out, no cost, no obligation. Find out how much risk you really are taking. What about red flags? Maybe a potential problem for you down the line. Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? And if you don't know, find out. Talk to Robert and the team. What about potential tax liabilities and, of course, a plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits? If you'd like to take advantage of this complimentary review, just pick up the phone and call us, 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened.
When we come back, we'll highlight seven solid financial moves that you can make when you're ready to retire.
Nightmare retirement consultation.
Yeah, no pain, no gain, right? No risk, no reward, right? We're going all risk, see? We're going to put everything you got in the market. You're going to love it.
Don't walk. Run from that office and go to your future financial partner who has your best interest in mind. With a retirement plan that includes growth, protection, and income, so you can sleep well at night. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network at 877-841-1983. Again, that's 877-841-1983.
Hey, we're back on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. Well, there's a lot of R's there. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Of course, Robert, president and founder of Affinity Advisory Network, with more than 20 years helping folks along the way. And this is something, 20 years, that's a long time. You've seen a lot of changes. But boy, over that time, Robert, you have built an incredible company that just embraces. It's like a big hug when you get with you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I don't know if I've ever heard it called that, but I like it, right?
Yeah.
We're taking care of the clients with big hugs, but we are truly a multidisciplinary professional network that has many disciplines under one roof. So we have the insurance agents here. We have the investment advisors here. We have the CPAs here. We have the VA accredited claims agents. And, we truly are that one-stop shop where a client can come in. And really, this is great planning. You get what I call total benefits of ownership, or TBO, because really the left hand knows what the right hand's doing. Because so many people today, they go out there and they have a guy over here that does their insurance, but that guy doesn't talk to their investment guy. And that investment guy doesn't talk to their attorney, and the attorney doesn't talk to the accountant. So no one knows what anybody's doing, right? So to get true TBO, you need all of those people in one room discussing it. And you got to be able to hear those discussions. And you're the biggest part of those discussions, Steve. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. 877-841-1963 is how you can become a part of those discussions. So let's talk about some of the things here, some financial moves to help you get to retirement. And we talked about this really at the end of the last segment when we were talking about sequence of returns risk. But just reducing our portfolio risk is really something that we probably need help with.
Yeah, it's important to do it. I mean, you hear us talk about the rule of 100, Steve. And basically, if I'm, if you take 100 and you subtract 30 from it, your age, then, 70% of your money should be at risk. On the reverse end of that, if you take 100 and you're 70 years old and you get 30, that means only 30% of your portfolio should be at risk. Now, of course, that's not the only thing that decides how much risk you carry. I mean, other things are important, like, if you're retiring, but your time horizon, you got 30 years before you retire, mm-hmm. that makes a difference. You can take more and more risk on the front end and then scale it back on the back end. But yeah, when it comes to reducing portfolio risk, it's important to understand that, over time, that's probably going to decrease. And the closer you get to retirement, the less you're going to have at risk.
Sure. One of the other things we can do is, especially once we turn 50, is to take advantage of the catch-up contributions that you can make in your 401k, because they are significant, especially, again, as you get over 50, that's probably the time when you probably can afford to save a little more money.
Yeah, I mean, when people get in their 50s, sometimes they're in some of the highest earning years of their life. So having the catch-up provision there is very good. This is for that person that kind of feels behind the eight ball that says, hey, I didn't save enough money. For 2023, 401k contribution limits for employees, you can put in $22,500 if you're under 50. You can contribute up to $30,000 if you're 50 or older on traditional 401k plans. When it comes to Roths, $6,500 for individuals under 50 and $7,500 for individuals over 50. So, like I said before, when people are in their peak earning years, this is a great time to actually catch up. I think the name for the provision is so suiting because that's really what they're trying to do, is catch up at that point.
Well, this is, I think, the government stepping in and saying, hey, we got to help Americans save for retirement. And that was really what was behind the Secure Act and Secure Act 2.0. There are a lot of changes that have come into play. One of them with a 401k is the Roth 401k. And now you're able to go ahead and contribute as much as you want to in that Roth 401k.
Right. And they're talking about also letting that match come into the Roth 401k as well, which would be fantastic.
That's a big deal. Because
traditionally, you couldn't do that.
Right. Well, and so do you work with people and do you encourage them to take advantage of catch up if it makes sense for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if the income's there to do it and you feel behind the eight ball, why not? You're going to get a couple benefits on the 401k side of it. You're going to get tax deferral when you put it in. And your money's going to be compounding on more money. So it's going to help with your retirement. So absolutely take advantage of that if you can do it.
Let's talk Social Security for a second, Robert. And again, you've got folks who have expertise in that area for Social Security claiming. And one of the things that I've certainly learned over the years in talking with advisors is it is all about the strategy.
It is, for sure. I mean, you know, you'll hear us say all the time at our company, it's not about the product, it's about the plan, right? So same thing you're saying, Steve, it's all about the strategy. It's all of the puzzle pieces that you put together to gain that desired outcome, that TBO, total benefits of ownership. And Social Security is definitely one of those. You've heard me say this many times. First thing we do with any prospect that's looking at turning on Social Security is we provide a complimentary Social Security review and analysis. We send them home with the report for them and their spouse to study. And then next time they come back, we talk through that. And really, they can pick the best strategy for them.
Okay.
But, you know, when you think about Social Security now, full retirement has changed. It's people born after 1960. It's the full retirement age is 67. But keep in mind, you know, clients can claim on Social Security anywhere from 62 to 70. Just depends on how much money you want to get out of it.
Sure. And again, we talked a little bit about that earlier, but it was funny. I was talking with somebody over the weekend and somehow Social Security came up and they said to me, well, from what I understand, if I retire at 62 or 63, and then when I get to my full retirement age, I'll just re-sign up and they'll just give me the more money. It's like, nope, that's not going to happen.
We wish it worked that way.
Yeah, it would be nice, but...
So that person, you just pinched them, woke them up,
and
say, hey, you know, that's not how it works. But if they are trying to maximize Social Security, which it sounds like they are, you know, if they just defer, they're going to get bigger benefits.
Right.
You know, if they were thinking about full retirement and they just wait until age 70, as an example, the payment's going to jump by 8% when they don't take it. So the bottom line is waiting till age 70 instead of claiming it at 62, which would be early Social Security, even though you hear the word 8%. The total net benefit ends up being about 77% higher payout, which is that's a huge deal.
Oh my gosh.
So
yeah.
If you can wait to turn it on, that might make the most sense.
Sure. But again, it's all part of a discussion. And if it makes sense to claim earlier, then we'll do that too.
Absolutely. I mean, we're here for the clients and their needs. So, you know, when they come in, they have all these types of questions. It's our job to kind of guide them through into retirement, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's make a retirement budget. That really is a starting point for a lot of folks. And my guess is when they come in to meet with you for the first time, they probably don't have a solid budget in place.
No, in fact, a lot of people come in and they're scared about, you know, what can I afford? What can I not afford? I just retired. I'm used to having money come in all the time. Now I'm on a fixed income. So they're always worried about that. But, you know, the first thing that we do is we sit down and we tell the clients, you know, let's look at what a monthly budget would look like, because some things are probably going to change. You're probably going to have higher medical expenses. We find that a lot of clients have higher travel, higher gift expenses because, you know, they're traveling to see grandkids and kids and they're buying things for them. So where they were busy working before, they're finding ways to spend their money. So we want to look at that and look at all the normal expenses too. But, you know, starting that budget, right, I would even recommend it pre-retirement. But, you know, a lot of people come in without that and they start right at retirement, Steve.
Sure. But again, so if you're thinking of calling folks, I would say, you know, put together a rough budget that will help the process along, right? I mean, that's fair.
For sure. And those will just be rough talking points. I mean, you know, nothing set in stone, but it gives us some direction to start having the conversation.
Sure. 877-841-1963. Medicare, when you talk one-stop shop, you have folks that have expertise in Medicare and you're willing to have those conversations because that is an important decision. Having, you know, walk through that maze, it's intimidating for sure.
And yeah, it's complicated, you know, and we do have agents that only work in Medicare supplements and also Advantage plans. So when someone's ready to retire and age into Medicare, we can basically answer all those questions for them, you know, but what people don't realize is, you know, when they opt into Medicare at age 65, it's not something that just comes. They actually have to enroll and there's also a fee for it. You know, in fact, when they go to Part B, right, which includes their things like doctor bills, outpatient services, things like that, they're going to have a monthly premium that's deducted from their Social Security. So they need to be aware of that. And then they need to be deciding things like, okay, this is my monthly deduction for my healthcare. But remember, Medicare is an 80-20 plan. So they're going to have to add something to that, whether that's an Advantage program or a supplement. But that's what our agents are there for, to help consult and make them make the best decision they can for their particular situation.
So, and Robert, right now we're coming up into open enrollment. And so if you're already on Medicare, is it important to do that annual review?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you usually can only change things on this side of the business during open enrollment. Right. There's a few exceptions to that. But for the most part, we try to get clients to kind of think that way. That way it's always done on an annual review and they're looking at it. They're looking if there's better coverage or, you know, lower costs or whatnot. But yeah, make sure that you're active during open enrollment with your agents.
Well, yeah, because those plans can change from year to year. Well, they do change from year to year.
They do.
Yeah. And you got to stay on top of it, folks. It's 877-841-1963. Long-term care, we haven't even touched on that. That is again, how do we address that, Robert? I mean, that's a tough one.
Yeah, so a lot of people think that you know, long-term care is covered in Medicare. And there are a couple exceptions, you know, if they're sent directly from a hospital over to a facility where they can get some coverage. But, you know, based on there was a survey done by Urban Institute of U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and it says that 70% of Americans who reach age 65 will require long-term care at some point. Whew. That's a huge number, 70% are going to need it. So really, when you think about that, there's only a few ways you can protect against that, whether that's long-term care insurance, leveraged long-term care, or you're using maybe accelerated benefit riders on life insurance policies, or you have a really solid legal plan in place. But no matter what the plan is for long-term care, you definitely want to have something in place for it to protect you when that time comes, because the stats are high that chances are you're going to need it.
Yes, indeed, folks. If you've got questions, if you're wondering how that could fit into your plan, now's the time to give Robert a call and get on the calendar.
So folks, if you are listening to the show today and you know you want solid financial moves that you can take into your retirement, give us a call. Sit down with our advisors for the no cost, no obligation consultation. We'll sit with you for an hour, hour and a half, meet with you about your individual and specific needs, and give you ideas. We'll give you ideas that you can take to the bank that you can actually sleep at night and, you know, make sure that you have a comfortable retirement for the rest of your life.
That sounds fantastic, Robert. Give us a call, 877-841-1963. It's a great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, get a financial roadmap put together. Let Robert take that very complex world and break it down into something that just makes sense. It's a practical financial review, and it's a phone call away at 877-841-1963. You'll get that comprehensive financial review that Robert just described. You'll see where you are today, but more importantly, it's a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame will.
We're living longer, and that means we need substantially more money in retirement than our grandparents did. When we come back, we'll break down some mistakes to avoid to make sure that you don't run out of money during retirement.
With Robert Hall and Affinity Advisory Network, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of the goals. At Affinity Advisory Network, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket health care protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement. And it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning. It means so much. Call Robert Hall, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963. Robert Hall, 877-841-1963.
Affinity Advisory Network presents
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
Retirement Readiness Radio is the program. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and Robert Hall is here. Robert is president and founder of Affinity Advisory Network, but it is much more than that. We're talking about various parts of your team today, Robert, and we haven't mentioned AA and wealth. And where do they fit in, and how do you see that helping us?
Yeah, when it comes to AA and wealth, all of our advisors there are fiduciary-based advisors. So what that means is they have to do the best thing for the clients by law, right? They want to make sure the clients are protected. They're getting exactly what they want. And with our investment advisory firm, we have about 60 different, maybe 70 different custom portfolios that are custom blended for our particular clients to the desired outcome that they're looking for. So it's a unique process. Our advisors don't make any commissions. It's flat fee-based advisory, and it's really about getting the client the best thing for them. We're real big on liquidity there, so making sure the client has the right amount of liquidity with an adequate amount of returns.
Okay, nice. And but again, that's the whole idea behind Affinity Advisory Network, is that you have all of the folks with the expertise necessary to help us put together the right plan. And I think as we grow up, probably have some basic understanding of the rules about saving for retirement. American Academy of Actuaries, a couple who reach 65, a 50% chance of having one spouse living into their 90s. Woo.
90s. Wow.
Yeah. But we're seeing a lot of that. And I'm guessing that you probably have seen more than one of your clients reach 100.
We have, Steve. You know, on a show last week, we talked about my oldest client at 103 just passed away.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
You know, people living longer is a real thing, and money being not enough is a real thing. So when you get into your retirement today, you need to make sure that you've saved enough money so that you can make it to and through retirement.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the things, we talk about products and we talk about other things that people can use to help save their, help save money for retirement and grow their money in retirement. But we've got to be aware of the fees that are sometimes hidden inside some of these products. And you can help us find that out. In other words, if someone is sitting there and they've got a product that they're not sure what it is or why it is or why they even have it, you can take a look and break it down for us.
We can, absolutely. And not knowing the fees is definitely one of the, what I call the careless mistakes that retirees make. They just don't read through the information. They don't vet the financial products. They just kind of go along with what the person says. And, we believe that it's a team approach so that you're not just getting one person's opinion. But when a client comes into us and they're not aware of their fees, AA and Wealth and our advisors there are going to put together a comprehensive report that shows not only the commissions that are paid or the fees that are paid, but also the internal fees on their products as well. So we're going to expose everything, and then we're going to show true transparency and compare apples to apples for the folks. But definitely they should be aware of the fees inside of the products or the fees that are being charged with the product.
Of course. And again, AffinityAdvisoryNetwork.com is the website. Check it out, AffinityAdvisoryNetwork.com. You'll get the idea of just how expansive the organization is and the team members that are there for you. And I think one of the last times we talked, Robert, you described a situation where basically you're sitting with a couple and you've got the various team members all in the same room talking about that person, that couple.
Yes, Steve, we have a lot of times when, a client might come in and they might just come in for investments, as an example, through AA and Wealth, or they might just come in to do a trust with one of the attorneys.
Sure.
But for what we call estate planning clients, basically those clients have a team of professionals. So usually they have some type of financial advisor or retirement planner that's kind of the point person. They typically have an insurance agent in there. They typically have an investment advisor in there. They typically have a CPA in there. They have a VA accredited claims agent if they're, a veteran. But it's really having that entire team there to make sure that everybody knows what's going on. And the nice thing is the clients actually hear the discussion out loud. I always say that to people, but they never realize what that really means. I mean, the investment advisor might make a recommendation and the attorney's listening. Well, remember, they're both fiduciaries to the clients. And the attorney might say something like, well, wait a minute, this client said that they're a moderate investor. You have them, moderate conservative. Why is that? Right. Mm-hmm. And so then the advisor has to talk through that. So the client gets to hear the opinions of all of the teammates and really are very involved in that planning process, which is pretty unique around here.
Oh, I like
Ohio.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, what a great way to put together a plan. You talk about building confidence in someone. Man, I'm already there.
It's like that, Steve. I mean, people come in and when they tell their friends about it, it's interesting. we probably get more referrals than most firms, because when people tell their friends about it, they're like, they are truly a one-stop shop. They have everybody that we need during retirement, and all those people are in the room with you. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. It's very, very interesting, and certainly a very great way to put together a retirement plan. 877-841-1963. So there's rules for withdrawing money, and we talk about rules of thumb and how they really don't mean anything. And one of the rules of thumb that we're familiar with, of course, is the 4% rule. And then we hear safe withdrawal rate. How do we sort through all of that, Robert? How do we know what's right and what we should be doing?
Yeah, remember, these are what we call the rule of thumb. So as you said, it's not a hard and fast rule that you have to live and die by. It's merely a place to start the discussion, right? But the 4% rule basically said part of your money went into equities, part went into bonds, and then you could pull out 4% for the rest of your life and not run out of money. Well, that worked for many, many years. But this rule, I guess, was developed primarily in the 90s. And back then, you know, interest rates on bonds were much higher than they are today. And the stock market performance was also high when these were developed. So, you know, if I make a rule in the best of times, it won't always work in the worst of times. So,
right.
Again, I say the same thing. It's a rule of thumb. It's a point where we can start talking. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do to help make that better. I mean, they can run Monte Carlo simulations. You know, you have illustrations. They can show you what they've done historically. I mean, you can make an educated decision. But remember, when you hear these rules, it's really just a place to start talking. So don't use outdated rules when you're actually planning your retirement.
When you talk about a Monte Carlo simulation, what are we talking about here? And do you like them? Do you use them?
Yeah. When you look at our AN Wealth side, they do run Monte Carlos. Basically, this is a probability measure on something that is not consistent. So, you know, when you have assets in the market that, you know, can go up, down, left, right, sideways, you know, you got to get some kind of marker. What is it probably going to do? And a Monte Carlo simulation runs thousands of scenarios to come up with a probability for something that is not predetermined. So again, we use them kind of as we use the rule of thumbs, right? One more mark, one more tick that we can kind of go, okay, I looked at this also. And yeah, this kind of makes sense.
It's just a very thorough way. I mean, just one more piece of putting together the right plan, a very thorough look and for lack of a better word, a deep dive into their personal finance.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Overpaying, not paying for taxes, or not planning for taxes. No, we'll pay our taxes. That's not a problem. but we don't want to overpay our taxes, right?
Yeah, we don't want to overpay. And, you know, a lot of times when people are overpaying taxes in retirement, it's because of a misunderstanding when they first started saving for retirement. You know, a lot of times what will happen is they'll start contributing to their 401k, and the provider, the custodian comes out to the employer and they say, hey, you know, defer all your money into this 401k plan. And then when you're older and in a lower tax bracket, then you take this money out and you'll still be lowering taxes. So that really hasn't happened, right? So the taxes don't get lower and lower and lower. They typically get higher and higher and higher for the most part. So the first step is really understanding what to expect. The other example is, you know, you got to understand how things are taxed. So take Social Security as an example. Mm-hmm. You know, most people don't understand it, but at certain points, 0% of your Social Security is counted toward your bracket, 50% is counted toward your bracket, or 80% is counted toward your bracket, right? So you have to understand how that is set up. And then when you start withdrawing money from your investments, you know, depending on what type of withdrawal that is going to determine, you know, how your Social Security is going to be taxed. So definitely planning for the taxes is a big deal. And when clients come into our office, almost every client has a tax plan so that we can look at those things and make sure we're making the smartest decision when they're making their withdrawals.
Sure. Let's talk about the 60-day IRA rollover before we run out of time. Is that something that you've seen before? And it can be a problem.
It can be, especially if people don't understand it. You know, some people retire and they think in their mind they're just going to cash out their 401k.
Right.
Well, if you cash it out, you know, there's a lot of potential problems with that. Number one, you might retire early. And if you retire under 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty for cashing it out. Not only are you penalized for cashing it out, but guess what? You owe the taxes on all the money. One of the things that most people do that understand this rule is they'll do what's called a 60-day rollover. And basically what they're doing is they're moving their IRA or 401k from one custodian to another. They're not physically touching the money, so it's staying tax deferred. in the new custodian's name. So the client is still enjoying the benefits of tax deferral and they still can pull from it, right? They just got to be careful that they're not under 59 and a half for the 10% penalty. But when they need this money, they can use it and they're not paying taxes on all the money at one time. They're only paying taxes on what they use.
Okay. So again, there are rules and some of them are quite subtle, but that's why we work with professionals like you and the rest of the team at AAN Wealth and Affinity Advisory Network. I mean, you guys just make people, I think, I don't know, just in the time that we've been working together, Robert, there's a sense of confidence that I mean, you know, and you see your offices, it's really quite a nice process, I think.
Well, thanks, Steve. We think it is.
Yeah.
And a lot of our clients do as well. So, you know, what I would say is to all of our listeners today, if you're worried about the things that could hurt you during retirement and you're not sure how to avoid those mistakes, call us, sit down, come in, have a consultation with us. We'll show you some of those pitfalls. We'll show you how to avoid those mistakes and we'll teach you how to get through into retirement.
That sounds fantastic, Robert. Folks, do take advantage of this by calling us right now, 877-841-1963. We're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances, just the things that we've been talking about here today, like risk. How much risk are you taking? Do you know? Well, Robert and the team can help you find out. Red flags that could be a problem for you. Do you know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? Robert just said how important it is to understand where those fees are and how they're taken out. What about potential tax liabilities? Just touched on that one. And of course, a plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit. Yes, 877-841-1963. Now, if you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, call us right now, 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened.
When we come back, we'll tackle the most asked questions of the week. That and more right after this.
With Robert Hall and Affinity Advisory Network, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of the goals. At Affinity Advisory Network, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket healthcare protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning, it means so much. Call Robert Hall, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963. Robert Hall, 877-841-1963.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times. It's the start of a new chapter.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Starting off on the right foot is key. At Affinity Advisory Network, we make sure you have the income you need to do everything that you're looking forward to. Trips to the beach with family, sightseeing, or sitting back, taking in fresh air and catching a fish or two. Robert Hall's custom planning process is comprehensive, custom tailored to your unique goals, and will give you direction on when you can retire with confidence. Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network, 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963.
And we are back on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, having a great show today. And, you know, we talk about the most asked questions of the week. This is a fun segment, and I know most of the advisors really like this segment because it gives us a feel of folks that are out there and what they're thinking, because chances are, it felt like in our first question from Tom, chances are there's others who have a very similar question, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And it gives the listeners a chance to see kind of what we do every day. Give them a taste of, you know, the things that we're talking about and what types of questions you can ask.
All right. Well, I said Tom's first, and he is. Tom says, I'm 64, starting a new job this year. Should I even bother to sign up for the 401k plan, or at this age, should I just save money elsewhere? And if I'm saving it elsewhere, where do I do it? A traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, after-tax brokerage account? What do you think?
Yes.
Yes, I like that. That's a great answer.
Yeah, so to answer Tom's question, you know, there's nothing better than free money. So if it does, I don't care what age you are, if you're at work and they offer a 401k and there's some kind of match to it, I mean, you're not going to get free money anywhere else, right? So even if you're older, I think that makes sense. Of course, the traditional IRA, the Roths, the IRAs, the brokerage accounts, all of those are good. I mean, a lot of our segment today was really talking about how people feel like they haven't saved enough money. And because of that, you know, I don't think not putting money away is ever a good thing. Mm-hmm. I think that no matter what age we are, we got to be putting that money away, because when we retire, the biggest thing that's different is, you know, we got to live. We're going to live longer, so we need more money. So we got to keep putting it aside. But there, like I said, there's nothing better than free money. So if there's a match on the 401k, I'm a big advocate of that.
Sure. And if there's a Roth 401k attached to that, yeah.
Even better.
Yeah, even better.
You know, so tax-free money. I guess tax-free money would be the next thing behind free money. You know?
Yes, exactly right. I like it. Robert, or Tom, give us a call. It's 877-841-1963. Christy has a question. She says, I'm leaving my current job to start work with a new company in a month. I have a pension with my current company and basically have three options to consider. I could start taking the pension now, I could defer it and start taking a higher amount later, or I could roll it over to an IRA as a lump sum. Which option usually makes more sense? I like her question.
It's a good question, and there's a lot of things to discuss in this one, actually. You know, a lot of times when people come in, they think they have a really simple answer, but it's the facts behind the scenes that they're not aware of. So this is a prime example, right? I could start taking my pension now. Okay, well, that sounds good, but is it also is it moving you up a tax bracket because you're taking another job? So are you paying higher amounts in taxes? We got to think of that as a consideration. The other thing we got to think about is, do you actually need the money? You have another job. So if you're just taking money out when you could get a higher amount later, why are we taking it out now, right?
Right.
If we do defer, how much more is it, right? We want to know what is that benefit going to be worth? And then finally, if they think about rolling it over or cashing out in a lump sum, this is a big question, Steve, because people don't realize this. So when it comes to lifetime income, right, most people use insurance type products for lifetime income. Mm-hmm. And that lifetime income product comes with something called a payout factor. And those payout factors on average start around 4%. But when you look at private pensions, a lot of times those are 7%, 9%, or even higher. So in order for me to decide, do I want to turn my pension into a lump sum distribution? You really have to know all of those things. You got to understand the payout factors, because sometimes that private pension is worth more, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, if she has plenty of money at her new job, doesn't need the money, you know, I would say she's really looking more at option two or three, which is going to be a higher amount later, or lump sum versus pension. But the biggest gotcha there is, what is that payout factor on the private pension? Because most people don't even know that term, payout factor,
no.
Right? But on private pensions, it's usually fairly high, 7 to 9%. And so I've even seen them higher than that.
Wow. So, I mean, boy, that she needs to have a discussion with you.
Absolutely. I mean, you'll find that most of the time when we take these questions, it's very difficult to answer the question over the radio, because there's so many factors that come into play. And in order for us to, you know, actually give advice, we need to know all of those factors. So, you know, we're talking, this is kind of general concept on these answers, but if you really want to accomplish whatever your goal is, come and sit down with us, sit down with our planners, and we can make a solid plan to give you the answers, right? Mm-hmm. Which one of these options are you going to take?
All right. 877-841-1963. Christy, give us a call. Tex has a question. He says, my wife has been retired from the workforce for 8 years, and the two of us have approximately $750,000 in assets and no debt. Our combined Social Security benefits today would be more than adequate to sustain our current lifestyle. Is there any point in waiting an additional 3 years to retire at full retirement age if I can comfortably live off Social Security benefits now?
Great question. I mean, that's one that we run into every single day.
No kidding.
And there's, yeah, we do all the time, but there's two schools of thought on this, you know, and Tex is in kind of the first school of thought, which is turn on my Social Security early. And if I live a long time, collect longer than someone who waits and turns it on at an older age, right? Could they end up with more money in the long run? It's possible, right? But we don't know that if we don't know how long they're going to live. So, you know, the first question he kind of answered, which is, do you have enough money to be able to take early Social Security? It sounds like he does. The other thing that you got to consider is if he does wait until full retirement age, obviously that payout's going to be higher. And it sounds like he's got enough money that he could defer it if he wanted to. And if he went higher to age 70, you know, he's getting that 8% increase every single year. So I would say that, it, you know, in his situation, if he makes enough money to live comfortably, plus he's got that extra $750,000 of assets, you know, it might be a good option for him.
Sure. Because who doesn't want more money?
We all do.
That's right. All right, Tex. Give us a call, 877-841-1963. Paul has a question. He says, I have an annuity that I'm very pleased with, but I still have about $200,000 sitting in cash. Now, my advisor suggested that I put that money into another annuity, but I'm not sure that makes sense to have a second one. What do you think?
It's a great question. You know, I think, you know, unlike a lot of advisors, I don't frown on fixed indexed annuities or, you know, tax deferred annuities. I think that, you know, they're a portion of a good retirement plan. Now, what I will tell you is I don't believe that 100% of your assets should be in them because you're really limiting liquidity and upside potential. So, you know, and also there's some compliance things that he's going to have to deal with, you know, depending on the amount of overall assets. Most insurance companies aren't going to let you have more than about 60 to 70% of your assets in an annuity anyways. So I believe in diversification. If this were our client sitting there and they were asking the same question, it's likely that one of our investment advisors would be sitting with them and talking about other options aside from the annuity, since he already has a significant piece in annuities currently.
Sure. But I mean, that $200,000, you know, besides an emergency fund, you know, you could help him grow that money, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many options. When you talk to our investment advisors, you know, we can go with any of our custom portfolios. We can start very conservative to ultra aggressive and anywhere in between. So, I mean, he's got enough money sitting there to do something and make some money on it. So we would probably lean toward a little bit more diversification. We'd probably have him sitting with one of our investment advisors and looking at different options.
All right. 877-841-1963, Paul. And we've got time for one more. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel says, my wife started working at a pharmaceutical company that gave her several thousand dollars worth of company stock. Now, in the last year, that stock has doubled in value. Should we sell it and realize those gains or buy more and hope it keeps going up? We're both 55.
Well, it depends. Do they bet on black or red?
Yeah, exactly. It's a great question, but I mean, there is no right or wrong answer, is there?
There's really not. I mean, you know, it's no different than investing anywhere else. You know, if you feel comfortable with the risk that's associated with it and you see that money continuing to go up in the future, you know, maybe the best thing is to sit there. If you think, wow, I made so much money on this, I don't even want to carry the risk anymore, then let's take those chips off the table and move them to a safer vehicle. Let's put them in something that you can use for retirement that doesn't have that downside risk that the stock has, right? Sure. So there's no right or wrong answer to that. It's really what suits them best. And that's really what our firm's all about is, you know, helping the client figure out what's best for them when it comes to risk and reward.
So Robert, one last time, let's remind folks how to reach out. And there are still some spots available on that calendar, and let's get them in.
Folks, if you listen to the show today and you have those burning retirement questions that you just don't have an answer for, and you're worried that maybe you're going to hit one of the pitfalls, maybe you're not sure of your fees, maybe you're not sure how to deal with the taxes, maybe you're not sure if you have investments that you should stay in or sell, any of those questions are things that we can help you with. Come in, sit down, take advantage of one of our no-cost, no-obligation consultations, meet with one of our professionals, and get your answers to your questions so that you can have a happy, safe, long-lasting retirement.
877-841-1963. It's an opportunity for you to get that financial roadmap put together. And, you know, we're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances because everybody's plan is different. What about risk? Do you know how much risk you're taking? What about any potential tax liabilities down the line? How about maximizing your Social Security benefit? All of those things are what can happen if you give us a call right now. 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened. And Robert, as always, a pleasure to be here. This is quickly becoming one of my favorite hours of the week. I like how things just, you just take us through some great stuff.
Thank you, sir. You know, our listeners seem to like it. So, you know, we're going to keep coming back every Saturday with good information for them to take to the bank.
Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA-accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity, while others do maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or tax advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and or legal advisors regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state. We do not offer every Medicare plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. Availability of benefits and plans varies by carrier and location. Deductibles, copays, and coinsurance may apply. Plans purchased after initial enrollment period are subject to eligibility requirements. Bonus annuities may involve longer surrender penalty periods, lower caps and participation rates, and/or higher spreads than annuities without a bonus.